Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Decrepitude, decline, frailty, disease, disability, loss of cognitive function. And those are abnormal things that happen. They don't have to happen. It's possible to be very vibrant if we know how to take care of ourselves. And what we've done in our culture is activate all of our disease systems.
Is the ability to slow the rate of aging and then reversing aging that has occurred possible now? It's just hiding in tens of thousands of scientific publications and a lot of really hard work.
What we see as aging today is something that it gives us an impression that it's bad to get older because you're going to become disabled, decrepit, dysfunctional, frail. We now have a society where 6 in 10 of us have chronic disease, where 4 in 10 have more than one, where if you're over 65, you know, 80% have a chronic disease.
With our understanding of the human genome, of systems biology, of the body as a biological network, as a system, it's like an ecosystem where everything's connected, working together. And so the way we organize medicine is according to these organs.
If you can measure every organ of the body and let the organ speak about what it wants to be in an ideal state, reference gold standard scientific evidence, and then create a protocol, and then have perfect adherence, you create a system where the body can maintain itself in an optimal state.
We may be able to even create something called longevity escape velocity, meaning we can escape death by advancing science that will keep us living longer and longer each year we're alive. I do think that it is pushing the boundaries of what we thought is possible. And we know in animal models, we've been able to extend life by a third, right? So if we do certain interventions, we can take animals and make them live a third longer, which means for humans, you'd live to be 120.
As this new form of intelligence emerges in the world, what does that mean for us? And in contemplating this, it might be wise for us to ask, what should we aspire to as a species?
When I was in medical school, I studied a book called The Pathologic Basis of Disease. But we now know that we have an innate healing system.
How do we get ourselves pointed in the right direction? And so Blueprint, it may seem about health and wellness and diet and food, is really not. It's my best guess at the ideal way for all of us to prepare ourselves to walk into this future.
We can get biologically younger as we get chronologically older. And studies have found even in 8 weeks with in high intensity dietary interventions and lifestyle stuff, you can reverse biological age in 8 weeks by 3 years. This is really new because we really only started measuring the epigenetic ages through a biological clock over the last couple of years. So now we have a metric to determine interventions and how they work on affecting your biological age. So it's measured by taking a blood sample and looking at the epigenome, which is basically means above your genes. Your genes are fixed. You got 20,000 genes. They're like the keyboard on a piano. But the epigenome is like a piano player. A player can play jazz, rock, classical, Mozart, you know, reggae, whatever that, all on the same piano. So that's the epigenome, is the piano player. Mm-hmm. And what determines which songs get played in your songbook of life is everything washing over your genes throughout your life. Your thoughts, your relationships, what you eat, your exercise, sleep, how you handle stress, your microbiome. Literally everything is washing over the genes constantly and regulating the epigenome. So by living a healthy lifestyle, by doing some of the things we're going to talk about around how do we sort of hack longevity, we can actually improve the expression of our epigenome and reverse our biological clock. And then there's these horrible things that happen called zombie cells. Zombie cells are called senescent cells. Senescence means aging. So basically these cells are supposed to die, but they don't die. And they just continue to spew out inflammatory chemicals and produce inflammation. And that's another one of the hallmarks of aging is inflammaging. Everything that happens as you get older connects to inflammation. So inflammation is kind of the disease of aging. And then we have mitochondrial changes. Mitochondria are the energy factories in your cells or in your muscle. They're in every organ, every cell. And our mitochondria poop out. But those are things we can regenerate, repair, renew,
that's good.
Recreate. We can build through like the protein and the exercise and various supplements and foods all help rejuvenate mitochondria. And the last one is the microbiome. But as we age, our microbiome degrades. We get what we call dysbiosis, imbalances in our gut bacteria. And those gut bacteria become toxic and inflammatory. So part of the diet you have to have is to take care of your inner garden. Mm-hmm. You need pre and probiotic foods and polyphenols. So prebiotic foods are things like, you know, asparagus, artichokes, Jerusalem artichokes, jicama, plantains. These are foods that feed the good bacteria, right? And then there's probiotic foods, sauerkraut, kimchi, miso, tempeh. These ancient foods that have been around forever that are fermented foods that are prebiotic. And then there's polyphenols. And there are certain compounds in plants that your gut bacteria love. So you're not only eating for yourself, you're eating for the trillions of microbes that almost outnumber your cells in your gut. And those microbes, when they're bad, cause inflammation and disease and diabetes and cancer and everything else. But when they're good, they regulate inflammation, they help you stay healthy. It's super important to feed them right. So you have to learn how to tend your inner garden. The truth is that you've lost a lot of important species that you need to work with your diet to make good stuff.
If you have a migraine, we're actually learning that it might be related to gut flora. I mean, now we know that you might be getting cancer because of your gut bacteria. Well, no oncologist is asking you what's going on in your gut microbiome.
You need to approach the human system by an organ-by-organ basis. You, of course, can do things for system well-being, like we have been doing. And so this first phase of Blueprint has been entirely about getting the basics right to slow the rate of aging. We just started in the past month at this phase two, which is what you said, regeneration. And we're doing this on an organ by organ basis. So in the same way, we've looked at my heart and we've quantified it from a dozen or so different age markers. And once you have those age markers, you're armed with going to the literature and saying, what evidence is there in literature that you can regenerate the heart in these functions or in this anatomical way? And that's how we're approaching the entirety of regeneration. And this is the open question is, can we in fact reduce the biological age of me in its entirety, starting with organs? And so it may be epigenetics, it may be DNA methylation, maybe not. So it's really TBD, but what we're doing is we have to start with measurement and we have to look at it as a system, because your heart can be 70 years old and you're chronologically 30. Your organs are at this very wide range. So you're not one age, you're hundreds of different ages. And so that's what we're really trying to do, is break it down. That's why you need such robust measurement. I know from experience, if you take this to a doctor, it's a hard conversation to have with the doctor. If somebody's trying to do something that is not a part of the system, it's hard. Which is why I've been sharing this with everyone, is then it gives an opportunity for a bunch of people to jump in and start doing things in different ways. But it's this opportunity for us to rethink the future of our existence is a computational fabric of goal alignment, of trillions of intelligent agents. And we are immersed in this tapestry. And we're moving in this trajectory. We don't know where, but along the system. And much like evolution has done on planet Earth and produced, but it's this system of interwoven intelligence, and we're part of it.
That's the beauty of our minds, is we have the power over our thoughts. Between stimulus and response, there's a pause. And in that pause lies a choice. And in that choice lies our freedom.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.